good zeroing in on the governor before he goes on tonight, so, McGregor, and then the joint press conference. And they've got a hell of a good setup of, challenging the answer, which you can't do because he's already taken the program. It's beautiful program. So they go on the news, set up, demanding the answer to these questions, the government's on at 7:30, it won't answer. Best intelligence we got is he's gonna take on Mitchell, and, demand that he fire Chief. And that's, right, that's all, at least that's all I've seen so far, and we're bringing that up, but it's not. The, Vietnam thing, I think we just gotta, there's nothing there to hit on without getting into our own stuff. Unless you, give them the line to take, I mean, for political. The Clark's got his whole line, and he hit the, Clark did the warning, he got his warning.
Got it, hit him on.
All right, well, he did that.
Peace with surrender, we're repeating.
Okay, no question.
Gotta hit that, and keep Vietnam up in front, center, keep it up there, whatever happens. Gotta do it. Turn it off, all again. The Rinnan.
The,
But on the governor, he was holding a lot of Vietnam audience. I think we've got some time to come back and do, did Clark make the points that I told him about? If the governor could have a settlement without getting our fuel, he would have a settlement, he did, opposing the communist government, he would have a settlement to leave with Southfield, and he'd help us.
He feels that he got all the points across on that. Of course, he's set to hit that again, if he can move for this thing today, the first time. And the thing on me that is fascinating, every factual statement in the story is false.
How about the
They got a bundle somehow. Because it's even falser than I thought it was. I didn't have any authority on any of the funds. There was no secret fund. I have not been interrogated by the FBI. Sloan did not make the statement that I had any control over the fund.
Who's gonna say it? You have Pearson say it or find it.
McGregor's gonna hit that, because I don't know. It's just one more step. I think Dick Moore has the right view on it, though, which is that in the country, my name means nothing more than Jacob's name or
Not what?
Themselves.
This is my channel.
And that it won't have any effect, and that the press will see that it's such a phony drive.
Particularly this election, I got to deal with this one. As I told you last time, I just supposed to.
The Post, yeah, but
you got to write it. The lead story, you got to write it through. You got to write it through. The thing that I was going to say, though, is that. Conley said that all the kids, the post staff were disloyal to him, and opposed him, and so forth. How true is that? Post element.
I think there are some.
Who are they?
And I'm not sure who they are. And,
how does Conley know it?
Probably from working with them, you know, as he was, and from the staff people working with him. There is an antagonism between Colson and Colson's staff. And most of the other people that he works with, he's pushing hard to get things done, and people don't like being pushed to get things done. So,
you spoke about the fact the other day. You spoke about the fact that there were people in the White House staff that were probably trying to do you that. Who would that be? Who would that be?
You want to know?
Yeah.
I mean, I there's something kind of table. I don't know. I think there's something going on.
Yeah.
Rose primarily.
He's right. I deliberately did that, and that's why I kept her a little bit of distance for a while, since I had her sort of, I'm not gonna let her, okay, but then, but that's fine, I said, it's nobody's opinion. You tell what, I have to know. Now, let me ask you this, let's talk about the statement Collins, on the street, about the memorandum, shape, do you have any such memorandum, such a hard time memorandum?
Can't find it in my file, can't find it in Jake's file, both, but complete, you know.
Well, I would think that, I don't know, I would understand if I'm correct, but I would think Jake would have had the sense not to write a memorandum to you about it. Of course, there's nothing there, there's nothing on water, you didn't know, but he may have written a memorandum about that he hired Segretti, that he did to that or the other.
That's right, that's what I would think, I might not even make it, he could have said, you know, we're moving ahead, I'm getting a
few of that. You see, stuff, that kind of stuff shouldn't be dictated, Secretary, you know, I don't do it. Now, who have they shaped, Secretary?
Basically, I can't imagine.
She seems to work with that.
Yeah, but she worships Jake.
I really think that she sees him as sort of a mother. Alright, well,
I think you gotta assume that anybody could. I really do.
Oh, I do, just you.
People's motive, they're so complex.
They're just like, you know, that FBI job. You still think he's doing it? Well, we know he's not. You don't have any further lead on that particular thing?
No, I don't. And the other part of this story is so bizarre that Segretti hired Bremer, which is trying to do to Bremer. And that just is absolutely, you know, that is totally out of, there's no, they checked that, it's a very, never heard of the guy, knows nothing about it, and wasn't working that kind of people anyway. I'm trying to stay out, right, Jake can stay out of this, I don't think you can deal with your own involvement,
Chapin, do check, does he understand if there is such a matter? Do you want to know about the memorandum?
Yeah, so I can anticipate.
So that you know what to handle, you see.
Well, we're still.
I would think that your case, I would do, Chapin wouldn't have written, he would have told you. I would have talked to you about it.
See, I don't think he even told me. I've heard the name Segretti, so somebody told me that there was a guy named Segretti. What is your plan tomorrow on the beach open?
There's confusion between everybody who's looking at it.
On the veto radio message, whether you want to do a brief clip that's just released for news, or whether you want to do a 5-minute radio speech for goodbye, or a 10-to-15-minute radio speech for goodbye,
or like get ready for the day.
You don't care what it is.
Oh, except that will not do any.
Oh, absolutely. And buy it, if we want to get it out, I think it would get a better ride if we buy it 5 minutes or something like that.
That's right. It
doesn't cost us anything, so.
I just need a few hours.
Oh, I need that.
No, no, that's it.
Well, I'm interested. Amnesty is still one that,
runs our tomorrow.
And he knows it. He's trying to get off of it like
Preach Big now.
Oh, yeah. He says he's for the same position on amnesty that you are. He doesn't believe in blanket amnesty, and he doesn't believe in amnesty before the war is over. And he's trying to buzz it.
Buzz it, yeah. Getting so good that we kept him in a very unreasonable position. two would be great.